Grandpa was a carpenter. He built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked Camel cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He was level on a level and shaved even every door. And voted for Eisenhower, cause Lincoln won the war.
I have a neighbor that can do that. Work with a cigarette hanging in their lip, even with the smoke blowing in their face. I don't know how they do that.
I tell you what, my mama, sweet baby Kay, cured me of smoking right after my first little puff.
Made you smoke the whole pack after
she made
Chicago?
Me smoke the whole pack, and baby, I was cured for life. She made me sit in the garage, which faced the west. We were in Paradise Valley. And there was no garage door on there. She said, you're going to sit right here at 4 o'clock in August. I was smoking it on my birthday.
Oh, birthday pup.
I'm
going to learn. Rebel child.
Going to learn how to smoke on my 15th birthday. Yes, I am. Boy, we're going to have a big old high time today.
Learn to stop and quit.
I was green, sick, and throwing up for 3 days. And she was so proud of herself. But
you don't know how much money she saved you over
the years. I've never smoked since, that's for sure. Oh, mercy. Well, we invited y'all to call in because the 9 o'clock hour is an open hour. We've got Neil, David, Dennis, and Elaine, and one more open line if you'd like to jump on. If you need to talk to us this 9 o'clock hour about a project you're trying to tackle, this is the open hour. And I'll tell you how open it is. We're going to talk about replacing toilets, reverse osmosis drip lines, oleander fences, and cracks in concrete. So that's what I call open hour. At 10 o'clock, we're going to get a little bit more specific, and we're going to talk about the different options you have if you're trying to create a mother-in-law suite at your house. If you're trying to bring your parents back home, or maybe you're trying to bring your kids home. While they start their careers and get on their feet and not get overly in debt, reaching out and purchasing that first home. So the family compound, the different options that are available to you, we'll be talking about that in the 10 o'clock hour, specifically because it is the second most requested remodeling project we're currently seeing at Rosie on the House Remodeling.
And somewhere along the way, we're going to give away a pair of Diamondbacks tickets for Monday, August 15th. It's a 6:40 pitch, and they're playing the Mets.
All right. Very good. People reach out to us all week long. Romy's got a stack here of emails. People want to know this and that. Here's one I got a big kick out of that we got just this past week. Hey, this is not a question. This is a thanks. We're trying your super chill, which actually we call it super cooling. Here's what happened to us. In May, our APS bill, May of 2016, our APS electric bill was $181.13.
Which I hear that, and I think that's not bad.
That's good.
$181, you're probably an 1,800 square foot home. $10 is...
You would think so, but here's something that he tells us. He has two AC units. So now I'm thinking.
Wow.
I'm thinking that
3,000 square foot.
Exactly.
Home.
Now I'm thinking that house is 2,600 to 3,000 square feet.
So he was doing pretty good.
He was doing really good. In June, it was $181.13. In May, I'm sorry. In May, $181. In June, he goes to super cooling, and he's on the Advantage plan with APS 9 to 9.
So he's not even taking advantage of the noon to seven.
That's right. And he takes. At 9 p.m., he takes his house down to 65 degrees.
Yeehaw!
Okay.
A lot of thermostats don't go below 68.
Yeah.
He's got
a super chill thermostat. And then during the day, he lets the inside of the house creep back up all the way to 80. Okay.
After 9 a.m.
Yeah, so he's letting it creep back up. He says one of the best things is that there's no AC sound during the day. The ACs never come on.
It takes a long time to heat something up from 65 degrees to 85.
If the house is well built, you could get by all day with air conditioning, not even turn it on. So his bill in May, $181. He super cools in June, which is one of the hottest Junes on record. How many days over 110 degrees did we have?
Oh, I don't even want to think about it. And there was 14 days in a row the sun was up by 5:07 a.m. 14 days in a row of 18-plus sunlight hours.
So how much does he save? He goes from $181 in May. June has two additional days this year. It's much hotter. And his bill goes down to $42.15. Now, folks,
are you sure
that $42.15? He's basically not using. He must be close to 95, 96, 97% off peak.
Did he send copies of his bill? I want to see this.
Okay. Okay. That's all right. Well, we have his phone number and we have his email address right here.
Okay. What's his name?
Bill.
Bill.
So we'll call and we'll get his.
So if you really saved $140,
he should win a staycation.
Miss Susan called earlier. She heard you talking about that during the 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
And she was saying they have an 18-year-old home and she doesn't have any kind of fancy thermostat and she's still super cool.
It's a pain.
You just have to do it manually, right?
Because you have to be there every moment that the on-peak, off-peak converts. And then you have to be there every moment the off-peak, on-peak converts. So it's kind of a pain if you don't have a programmable thermostat.
And
you can do it with Advanced Home Systems Energy Management Computer and let it do all the thinking for you.
That would be one option. Buy a thermostat and an energy management computer. A brand-new thermostat, I think even the top of the line, fully electronic, integrated with web, blah, 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 isn't more than $300 or $400. And Bill's case for him, how much you say?
Two months. Yeah,
he's got a net profit going.
Yeah, he does. He does. Now, you probably have to pay a physicist to program the thermostat. So you may have an hourly charge of somebody coming out and programming that thermostat for you. But from $181 to – we had someone buy Jennifer and I dinner. What was that, Thursday night or Friday night? Thursday night. Had bought us dinner at Handlebar J's. They've been trying to convince themselves to super chill, super cool, for 3.5 years. Well, Rosie, we've heard you. We've heard you. We've heard you. We've heard you.
It just goes against everything you've been commercially brainwashed to think. It's hard to go over that hump.
So we got a free dinner out of it. They're going to start super cooling, and they're going to save money.
Well,
it's going to be a win-win-win-win-win.
Bill, you saved $140. Take 10%
in 1 month.
$14. Send it to Habitat for your little thank you.
You know, we ask people when we do save them money to take a percentage of what we saved you and donate it to your favorite charity. We literally have hundreds of customers now that are saving money super cooling. Romy, thanks for bringing that.
You could build your own Habitat house probably in 2 or 3 a year off of everyone.
In a matter of time, we could do a Rosie on the House Habitat home. If you're saving money super cooling, would y'all do me a favor and send whatever your heart dictates to Habitat for Humanity and just put in the note section, the memo section of the check, Rosie on the House super cooling.
We'll let them calculate that, and then we'll let them tell us, all right, we've got enough super cool money to pick a house. Let's go find a family.
Y'all start the fund, and we'll match the fund dollar for dollar, all right? We'll get us a Habitat home built. So super cooling. Let's go ahead and get off super cooling because I think it can take over the show and we don't get to anything else. So let's get to some of these other calls.
When
let's
you can save $140 for doing nothing other than changing your thermostat settings, how does that not take over?
Yeah, that's a kilowatt charge of probably something in the neighborhood of about 3.5 or 4 cents. Good morning, Elaine. Thank you for being so patient. Let's see if we can switch the subject here to whatever Elaine is trying to solve around her house, home, castle, or cabin right here at Rosie on the House.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. It is a good morning.
I have a patio that was built 2002. It was built and I purchased it 8 years ago. I now have several cracks in the cement floor of the patio outside. And the cracks seem to be separating more, leaving a little larger gap than I've seen before.
Okay.
How can I fix this? The patio looks, if you look at it, it looks like there's ridges between the slabs of each section. So I thought if it was water, that would take care of it. But
okay. What part of Arizona do you live in?
Chandler.
Chandler? Okay. I tell you what I'm going to recommend for you. One of the sponsors of our program is Bellegarde Pavers. And the first thing I'm going to tell you to do is call CYC Landscaping, who is our certified landscaping contractor in the East Valley. Have them take a look at the slab and make sure we don't have any structural stress or settling going on, and that in fact it is just ordinary concrete cracking, because there are only two types of concrete. What that is, that is cracked and that will crack. Belgard Pavers makes a paver specifically designed to go over that boring gray concrete that we all have in our backyard. It's an overlay paver, and they make it in a light color. It's the Noche, N-O-C-E, Noche. They make it many colors, but I'm encouraging you to get the Noche because it's light colored. It doesn't retain the heat. Sometimes if we put a dark color paver or tile on our patios, those patios become heat sinks. So go with the overlay paver. Go with a light colored Noche. They glue the perimeter to the concrete slab. All the rest of the pavers within the field area are sand set, and it's absolutely a very rich look. It looks fabulous. It gets rid of the dull, cracked concrete that's so boring, and that crack won't come through and show itself through the paver. So
they'll probably have some leveling or some grinding to do to get it even beforehand, but you can cover it easily with those pavers. And those thin pavers for patios, that is for going on top of concrete. You can't get the thin set and set it out in the dirt.
But what they do have, if you want to make your patio bigger, is that they have the thick ones to match the thin ones.
Extended.
You can just keep right on going to the neighbor's house with that new Noche Belgard paver patio. Never have to pull another weed in your life. So the incredible, important thing to do about pavers, Elaine, and all of the rest of you that are listening, is make sure whoever you use to lay the paver is ICPI certified. Laying pavers is not a Lego kit. It requires some very, very specific underlayment preparation, or you're going to be sorry. So make sure they're ICPI. I recommended CYC Landscaping to you because they are in the East Valley where you are. They are Rosie certified, and they are ICPI.
They're also a Belgard Master Paver Installer.
They are. What else could you want?